we have a packed show on hand for today. Not only do we have the winter sports, basketball, as well as track and field to talk about, but pretty much all the spring sports gearing up for what will be a very busy spring for all those teams.
You know, it's fitting. We just heard Tanner give the weather report saying high of 51 degrees today. It's sunny. It's beautiful out there. Hopefully a lot of the snow is going to finally melt and go away. So it is fitting we're breaking in the spring sports here today. Getting excited, of course, as we've got tennis still a couple weeks out, but here we'll hear from Coach Rosie. Then you think about baseball and softball also getting underway. And, you know, softball, year four under head coach Naomi Tellez, and they've been heading in the right directions with back-to-back winning seasons. And now Tony Jandrin, chance to make his head coaching debut for the Bearcats as they head up to Denver, Colorado. And we'll hear from an All-American from his squad, and Ryan Williams, also a veteran catcher, and Brady Miles. So a lot of excitement here as we are gearing up for those spring sports, but also the winter sports also still in full swing.
That they are. This past week, Northwest Missouri State men's and women's basketball teams were home, which it seemed like it's been forever since they've been at Bearcat Arena. They faced Washburn on Wednesday, and then doubleheader with Central Missouri on Saturday afternoon, and that women's game on Saturday. What a great performance that was of the Northwest women.
Yeah, that was a big day on Saturday. First, I know you're excited. We were talking off the air about the Raiders hiring Pete Carroll, but even more so, the Bearcat women coming out, getting that 75-57 victory and having their best offensive night of the year. Just thinking about shooting 54.7% from the field. They also only turned the ball over four times. Coach Meyer, I think, went back and checked to be sure. The final 28 minutes, Northwest didn't have a turnover in that game. So took care of the basketball, which they have done quite a bit this year, but the shots fell too. But then also just kind of seeing a couple of those seniors that we've had for quite a while here at Northwest Missouri State that are really having terrific final years. We'll hear from them coming up, Molly Harton and Kaylee Keston. So you like to see them be able to get that season sweep of UCM for the first time since 2011. Now you just want to kind of keep that snowballing. A tough one on the road against Missouri Western this week, and then a couple more on the road coming up the next week. So never easy in the MIAA, but boy, they showed a flash right there on Saturday that this is still a dangerous team.
And for the Northwest men, they played last Wednesday against Washburn, the number one ranked team in the nation. They were up by three at halftime, got off to a great start with the Ichabods. They only played a very good game against the Ichabods all the way through. Really, I know the Ichabods just had all they could handle in that matchup. Unfortunately, Northwest just couldn't come up a win in that matchup.
Yeah, they left it all out there. It was a three-point game with about 3.5 minutes left. And then, unfortunately, the Bearcats just had a hard time scoring those last few minutes, and Washburn able to open things up and win that by 11. But the Bearcats left a lot out there and showed a lot in that game against Washburn. So they come away with a tough one there. And then we kind of talked, too, later of you take on the top-ranked team in the country, and it's emotionally and physically draining. Your next one coming out, how do you find a way to come up with that same energy level, and how do you match that? And it's just a hard one. The UCM came out, and they played well. The Bearcats couldn't quite get things rolling early in that basketball game, quite a few turnovers early, and ended up falling to UCM. But again, similar to the women, Missouri Western coming up on the road Saturday. I think the upside there for the men, too, is a little bit more time away. All right, let's maybe a day off. Let's kind of reset ourselves and think about what we've got coming up. And that first one around with the Griffins, just a four-point loss. They were in it to the very end. So you're kind of hoping they can kind of find a way to come out swinging in St. Joseph early on Saturday and see how it wraps up.
And in track and field, the indoor track and field squad went to Columbia, competing in the Bob Teal Invitational hosted by the University of Missouri. Only three non-Division I teams in that, and Northwest did very well against some pretty tough competition last weekend.
I think that just kind of reflects what Coach Masters and company have going on there in Northwest track and field with the All-Americans, the national champions we see at the end of the year, but they're going toe-to-toe with some of the best around the country, and that was a first opportunity to kind of come in and get a feel for what a bank track is going to look like when they do get to the indoor national meets a little bit later on this winter season. Another big banked meet coming up with the Washburn Open this Friday and Saturday. So going from just a few going to Columbia over the weekend to now bringing up that full squad to go to Topeka this weekend. So, you know, that indoor track and field season goes fast, no pun intended. But looking forward to seeing what the Bearcats can do again this week.
And again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch this afternoon. We've got a packed show on hand with the Coach's Show. We're back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from a Pizza Ranch and joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Indoor Track and Field Team, Brandon Masters, and a runner off of his squad in Truman Hare. And Brandon, let's just go back this past weekend. You took a contingent of your athletes over to Columbia, and we were talking just before the break. Just one of three teams that were non-division one teams in that meet at the University of Missouri. And boy, you couldn't ask for any better results that you had out of that.
Yeah, we had a lot of nice results. It was great to get down there. I think the main reason to go down was their new 200 bank, and national championships this year are held in Indianapolis on a 200 bank, and so it's good to get some of our kids out there to run on it and get to experience some good competition. An overnight trip is always fun for us, and go down, and the venue is fantastic. The building, the very high limitations in warm up and spectators, so there were some challenges, but you're going to face challenges at the national meet, and you can't let that rattle you, so it actually worked really well for us.
Yeah, no, the guy you brought along here, Truman, he had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, he had a nice weekend. We just opened him up in the 400, so no doubles, no stress there, no relay to worry about. It's a weird day. We talked, it's like, Truman, you're already done. He goes, yeah, it's really strange. I'm one and done, and it was nice. And he opened up a really nice opening 400. Puts him on the national list. And we missed a couple of cues, and he forgot to finish like he normally does. And so we knew that we have a lot more to go with his 400 this year, which is exciting.
And Truman, for you, just what really came out of this first meet there in Columbia for you?
I'm not into nationals usually this early. Like, usually it's last second for me in every event. So this is like this is new territory to me. So I'm looking forward to the meets to come. And it's like now I get to work on the little things rather than trying to get the time every single weekend.
Yeah, that's a big point. Truman hit the nail on the head there. When we're able to run once and get into nationals, it pulls a lot of stress off of him, and it pulls a lot of stress off of me, because Truman does not have to go this weekend. Prince and Truman are going to work through this meet and not go to Washburn coming up, and that's exciting. We're going to get a lot more out of Friday for his workout than he would on Saturday doing just the 400, trying to go chase a mark. And that's really great. 4x4's in, we don't have to worry about that. Prince and Truman are both hit the times that we believe will make it into the national meet, and again, that's a big deal. No stress, we can just work.
And Truman and Coach talked a little bit about this too, as far as going into a bank track that you saw down at Columbia and some of the differences between the bank tracks. I know Matt's talked in previous on shows with this too, but what's the biggest thing from a strategy standpoint in just going out there and competing on a bank track such as that?
I enjoy it a lot more than the flat three, because I think I can run my first 200 a lot easier. The hills coming down, I think, allow me to coast with less effort than I can on our flat three that we have here at Hughes. So I think, it has benefits for some and disadvantages to others. Being a speed guy, I quite love it. It's honestly just fun to run on.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you hear it, right? So it's hollow underneath, and so it's loud, and it feels fast, and it can be bouncy. But Truman's right. When you start on that top you start on the hill, then you come off that first bank and start coming down a hill. There's just something about it. You know, you can really kind of, like you said, coast, kind of conserve energy. And our goal is to win the cone. And the cone on a 200 bank is one lap, and that's where you cut in. And if you can win the cone, it's hard to pass a guy like Truman and Prince on a 200 bank because we're so fit. If we can get out there and put ourselves in position to win the cone and then hold people off, we normally do. It's a great advantage for us going into the national meet being on a 200 bank. On a 300 flat, there's just a lot of straight left. You know, you got 120 meters in the straights, you know, 60, 70 meters. That's not the case in a 200 bank. The straight's very short.
As a coach, going into this season, how good did you feel knowing you have some experienced runners like Truman coming back this year, and with the success they've had through the years under your program, to know that you got at least one more year with a guy like Truman?
Yeah, you know, it's great to have upperclassmen. They get everything. They've grown up in this program. If I laugh at this. I talked to Coach Nicky a lot about this, but I feel like I teach track and field. So if I were, you know, happen to not make it to practice, get hit by a bus or something randomly, whatever, I know that the team's in great hands. They know what the program is. They know how to run it. I mean, if I wasn't there for a week, these guys could run practice. And that's a difference when you have leadership like we have. It used to be a fight to get people to run the 4x4. Now it's a fight to, you know, just to see who's going to get to run it. So it's really exciting change, the philosophy, mentality. Everything's different when you have these upperclassmen leaders like we have with Truman and Prince.
And boy, I tell you what, coming off a great season last year, outdoor national champion, they're All-American. Just kind of talk a little bit about the running that 4x400 with the group that you've got and how much fun it is to go out there and run a race like that.
It's a great group. You got guys who, like, I've now into my junior year, and Prince and Gavin, they've both been my senior guys now 3 years in a row. It's like the exact same group from my freshman year. So then we get to go on and win it, and then kind of put some pressure off. We still want to win again, but puts a little pressure off to get Prince the ring and Gavin a ring. So now we kind of get to do it truly for the love of the sport this season.
And I know we've talked in the past with other runners who compete in the relays as well. And I would imagine from the standpoint where it's more of a team concept even than the true sprints that you're on, where, you know, it's pretty much up to you on how you finish. Having that team concept aspect of things has to be something you guys enjoy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we always run faster as a team. I mean, our times show. I couldn't break 47 outdoors last year with some things I was going through, and then you put a baton in my hand and the time increased by 2 seconds. So it's
yeah. Let's really talk 45.1 to close the 4x4 at outdoor championships last year. This guy with a baton and for his team. I mean, there's no better person that I've ever coached to have on that anchor leg than this guy. It's just unbelievable what he can do for his team, and that's a testament to how much he loves his team and how much he loves his guys, and he'll do just about anything to try to give us a win, and we were able to catch it at the line. He waited a long time, but he caught him slowly, and then right at the last bit. I mean, it was .00. I mean, we barely won, but we got the W, and 45-1 split was – that's insane. That's so fast.
When you were recruiting Truman, what were the attributes that really stood out that you said, I want this guy as part of my program?
Well, I certainly didn't recruit him as a 400 guy. I mean, he's a 100, 200 guy. He had speed. I just loved him coming in. He's quiet. He didn't say a whole lot on his recruiting visit, but I could just see he gets it. He wants to work. He wants to be good. He's great in the classroom. And I loved his speed, and then he had a really nice senior year in the 200. Like, this guy's really fast, and you know, for the first couple of weeks of the year, I was like, man, Truman, he had some issues with some you know, hamstring stuff in the hundreds and stuff, and I trained him a little bit up, and all of a sudden he got really, really fast. I'm like, Truman, I don't think I told you early, but I knew in week two, I was like, Oh, I'm training this guy for
you,
400.
You told me because you said I had plans to be on that 4x4, okay. I think week four.
Okay.
You told me that.
So. I held off for 2 weeks. That's good. but I had to tell him because, you know, we were really good and I knew we could be pretty good All-Americans and stuff. And that was an opportunity to, you know, really develop him health-wise and make sure that his body could handle some of the speed that he had. And he's just done nothing but amazing things here. And it's been a lot of fun coaching because the sky's the limit with that guy.
And Truman, when you learned that 400 might be in your future here, what was the first reaction you had?
Oh, I hid from the 400 all high school. I didn't want to touch that. But, I mean, that's kind of like my only event now. I touched the two still, but just with injuries and stuff, 400's been the one we've stuck with. And, I mean, it's worked out. So.
Yeah, it really seems like that has to be a very tough event. Just it's such essentially a sprint, but I mean, it's just a really, I would think, one that's very tough to train for.
Yeah, no, the higher you go through the levels, the more sprint of an event it becomes. Like high school, it was a big, you know, long, like we always called it a long sprint, and then now it's truly just a sprint.
Yeah, these guys are coming through sub 22. In the 200, just to give you an idea. I mean, Prince, 21.8, Truman sub, 22 flat, 21.9. That's what our strategy is for them to come through the first 200. That's fast. You get sub 22 guy, I'm pumped up for. That's a 200 guy in college. That's a guy that's probably on some scholarship money. It's a sub 22, and these guys are doing it in the first half of their race, which is. Amazing. It's kind of the level these guys are right now, and in order to win a national title in a 4x4 or a national title in the 400 division too, you've got to be that guy. It's a really tough race.
Now you head to Topeka this weekend. Just talk about the strategy involved with the competition you're up against this weekend.
Yeah, it should be a good meet. Pitt is hosting as well as Washburn, so it's going to be a solid meet, but not a crazy huge meet. Most of our kids should get in. We're entering everybody. We're taking everybody and everybody that's ready to go in multiple events. And so it's a great meet as a tune-up for the Bearcat. Bearcat's where we really like to go fast in front of our home crowd, and that's a great meet that we can go and try to get some qualifiers that who haven't already qualified, which is nice for Truman, but who haven't already qualified, the Bearcat is the one that we really look at as no pressure. Let's go try to get into nationals. So this is a nice tune-up for a lot of those people. Many are doing two events, and we're not going to do relays. We don't need to. The men and women are both in, so I don't have to worry about that into nationals. So, it's just a nice meet to go down and again, big practice. Learn how to run multiple days. It is a Friday, Saturday, so many of our kids are doing 2 days, which sets us up for a prelim final type of situation at a conference or a national meet as well.
All right. Well, Brandon and Truman, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show this week.
All right. Thank you very much.
It was fun.
Oh, you bet. That is the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Indoor and Outdoor Track and Field Squads, and Brandon Masters, also a runner off of his squad, Truman. Here, we'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk men's basketball on the show, as we're joined by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Matt Keeley. And also a redshirt freshman on the squad this year in Presley eBay. And again, good to have both of you here on the program. And coach, coming off a couple of home games this past weekend, I think one thing that really stands out, that Washburn game, he gave the number one team in the nation all they wanted on Wednesday with that first matchup at Bearcat Arena this year.
Yeah, you season one here, you know, with a new coaching staff and some new players and a little bit of a new identity. And so, you know, the goal is always to win. But as we go through that and say words like process and culture and different stuff like that, the key is to – can we do that every day and figure out a way to get better? And then obviously we get these games that get us a measuring stick on, you know, hey, how's that going? Felt like, you know, there for a stretch we're trending up and you know, beat Central, and then your possession game against Kearney where we you know, get some bad luck late there and don't win, and then the top two teams in our league, you know, Hayes and you know, played so much better against them the second time than the first time. Same thing true against Washburn. And then really disappointed, though, in our Saturday major in that. I just thought that was the first time that in a stretch that we kind of took a step back. So, you know, had the day off there on Sunday and got to watch our Chiefs play and you know, see the confetti come down and championships and all the things. And then back in the practice on Monday, I have some Raiders fans that are friends, and they were texting me on Sunday, you know, like, hey, how do you feel about this? Like, what do you think the chances are on Sunday? I was like, man, thinking back through these last 7 years when we've been in this game, this is the least confident I am in all of the 7 years in a row that this has happened. So as Matt's sitting here,
yeah, that's right,
leaning into him a little bit for sure.
Well, he's happy right now with Pete Carroll coming in as the head coach. So
it's that time of year; they're going to draft a fast receiver and hire a new coach, and everything's going to be really exciting.
But one thing to talk about too with your squad, one thing that Colin McDonough pointed out, that Northwest right now, the only MIAA team where you have three players with 30 or more made threes on your squad right now. So I mean, that's something that I think is so worth bringing out here.
Man, I don't feel like we make any threes. that way, that is an interesting stat, which goes to show, like, you know, sometimes you can go find things to you know, help you hit the believe sign and all that stuff. And so I use that one. But I do think, you know, from a strategic standpoint, you know, it is designed to, you know, have multiple guys involved. And if we can have, you know, four or five guys averaging double figures, you know, going forward, I mean, and you know, have three or four different guys that can really shoot it from the perimeter and put pressure on defenses in that way, you know, that's kind of the deal where, you know, ideally, for just thinking like through this year's team, and you get Emery and a ball screen in the middle of the floor, and you kick it over to Luke, and you know, he gets to play off the wing and try to turn a corner and throws the ball over the other side to Marcus, who, you know, and it's just now, you know, defenses have to have multiple guys and multiple coverages, and you know, there's moments where that's looking exactly like it's supposed to, and then, you know, that first half against you know, Central, I think we threw it to them as often as we threw it to ourselves, and so it doesn't look quite as awesome in those moments. But again, that's kind of the goal, and that's what we're looking for. And we got back to it yesterday, and you know, was pretty frustrated as a group. Our guys were frustrated. We were frustrated as a coaching staff Saturday as we were leaving the locker room. But you know, you got a good group of guys because we were back on the practice floor yesterday and excited to see each other. And you know, still trying to get this thing figured out.
You know, and conversely, on the defensive side, when you look at three-point defense, this is something that you've been through the entire season. We're doing a good job. We're leading the MIAA in three-point defense. So, I mean, that's something you guys can hang your head off of there, too.
Yeah, trying to make guys make another play. You know, let's close out to those guys and make them put it on the floor, and then, you know, get our scheme and rotations happen. And plus, I mean, we're a pretty long group, and if we – I mean – the core and the principles of what we inherited from the defensive side of stuff is high level, you know, for sure. And so those guys' tendencies and fundamentals on that side of the ball, you know, has kept us competitive.
Now, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we have Presley Ebay with us on the show. Now, fans of Bearcat basketball probably have heard anything about Presley up to this point, but I've got a feeling that they're going to hear a lot about him in years to come here in this Bearcat program. And I know he's a player that's been on your radar for quite a while coming from Surprise, Arizona.
Yeah, right in our backyard out there in Surprise, and came from what would be considered a, you know, small high school out there where, you know, he was asked to do pretty much everything for his high school team. At times that was good and bad and just from development of habits, but then played on a high-level AAU team where we got to see him again this summer. And you know, it was kind of late in July. And I think the thing that jumps out immediately with Presley is just he is so athletic, just quick off the floor and, you know, a bite-the-rim kind of guy because he's up there smiling at it. And he's continued to work. You know, he got a little bit of a setback this year because he got banged up and had to spend about 6 weeks in a boot with an injury, but is now back into practice and you know, still raw some ways on the offensive side of the ball and understanding. And you know, even yesterday he is so anxious to learn, and so he's, hey coach, you know, as I'm sitting here watching practice, who is somebody, you know, that I should watch, you know, and try to model after. And you know, Byron Alexander is a guy that's a natural, you know, body type, kind of similar deal and style of play, and so Presley's willing to work, and we were, you know, laughing on the way over here, you know, just not used to the sun not shining 365 days a week. a year.
Presley, one thing that the coach just mentioned, that you bite the rim a little bit. It sounds to me like, going back to last year, I understand he kind of bought the entire backboard there. Yeah. Like, I'm bringing him down a backboard in one of the games.
Yeah, I remember that game. It was a rival game. Thank the Lord I broke the backboard because, you know, I have a lot of history with that school.
Who are you guys playing?
We're playing Phoenix Christian.
Okay.
You know, and they sent us home the year before in the playoffs, so... You know, I really want to put it to him.
Was it on a fast break? Was it in the half?
It was on a lob.
On a lob.
Baseline lob play.
Yeah.
And it just broke. And I still have the backboard. I still have the rim to this day.
Okay. So it's pretty what cool. happens in a game when the backboard breaks?
We,
you call it off? Or
we rescheduled, I think, a month later. And 2 weeks after that instance, I broke my ankle. That's when I broke my ankle.
Okay.
So us breaking their rim and me not being there, they wanted to put it to us, and we lost by like 20 or 25. It was pretty bad.
Now, is that something you have to pay for?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, the insurance have that.
So, coach, that brings me to another line then, too. Do you have enough in the budget to cover that? Should that happen down the line here?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We might have to reach out to the Center Court Cat Club crew there to get that taken care of. That's one of those things, like, give us that problem. You know, let's figure that one out.
Presley, again, looking at some of your stats from high school, your senior year, over 23 points a game, also 9 rebounds. But from some of the research I've done, there's a feeling, too, that not only do you do a lot of things well on the offensive side, but come in as a reputation as a very strong defender.
Yep. My coach, one thing my high school coach always preached was defense wins games. And he had me guarding the best player every time. Full court guarding the best player, and my same thing with my club coach. He adopted that. He said that would be a heavy aspect to my recruiting. You know, and the thing is about defense is that's always there. You know, some nights might not be able to shoot, but I feel like defense is something that you go into the game always having. You know what I mean? So it all started when I had a really bad offensive slump. You said focus on defense, and then from there, when my offense picked back up, I became a little more like an all-around player. A little emphasized more on the defensive side, though.
Yeah, again, as we just heard, you had a relationship with Coach Keeley in Arizona, and then, of course, when Matt had a chance to take the job at Northwest Missouri State, is that just one of the things that really, when you're looking at a place to go and further your basketball career, just the relationship with Coach Keeley is something that was very important to you to come here to Northwest?
Yeah, every coach I've been coach by I've had a strong, very strong relationship with. And so I just want to keep that, you know, tradition going, building a relationship with Keeley for years to come. Yes.
Presley has a great family, too, and getting to know him, and they came out on the recruiting trip. He's got a sister that's playing junior college basketball, actually, in Missouri, and they're having a great year. And it's funny, you know, we saw Presley, you know, for years there when he was coming up in high school and playing in our gym out there in Arizona at times and team camp and different stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the spot that kind of we decided was because of how he played defensively and what was when we saw him in Wichita, Kansas of all places. So we'd seen him for all these years and all that stuff, but had a weekend there playing in Wichita where, you know, just decided, hey, athletically – makes sense. We like the kid. You know, he's a good kid, and you know, he's the closest to being college ready as an on-ball defender. Like he's probably able to do that right now. He still has to keep growing, you know, as a team defender, and keep growing in his decision making on the offensive side of the ball. But you know, that's what redshirt seasons are for, and all that stuff. And you know, there was a little pause there, and just because of an injury there. But he's back at it, and so. Certainly excited for him going forward.
How hard is it to come in to a redshirt season after obviously playing year after year growing up to where you kind of have to set back a little bit this year and still make sure that this is a positive year for you? What's been the biggest transition you've had to make being a redshirt this year?
Biggest transition obviously is not playing, but I feel like on the bright side of things, I've learned a lot. I've gotten to sit on the sideline. And, you know, talk to, you know, Blake is also injured. I always talk to him on the sideline. I just feel like I've learned so much and soaked up so much information this redshirt freshman year. So, obviously, the biggest thing, I've never, you know, gone a whole year without playing basketball. But I look at this as, you know, God's plan. And I look at this more as a positive, being able to sit by guys who I look up to. Smarter than me and learning off of them, so when I do come back, you know, I can make better decisions and have a better feel for the game. So I'm still, even though I might not be improving like basketball wise, I'm still improving mentally on the court, you know, from guys, you know, older than me and above me.
And as far as the weather, we've talked a little bit about that. Have you enjoyed the snow that we've had so far?
Man, one day, I just remember waking up from a nap, and it's knee-deep snow. I'm like, what is going on? It was the scariest thing. I haven't seen it before, so it shook me up a little bit. It shook me up a little bit, for sure.
All right, and Coach, one thing before I let you go, you've got all this week to get ready for Missouri Western Saturday down in St. Joseph, the second meeting of the season coming up with the Griffins, and just overall some of the things you're working on this week leading up to that game.
Yeah, trying to maybe simplify a little bit and just even – cast the vision of, okay, man, we thought we were going the right way and took a step back, and why did that happen? So, you know, we continue to want to play in transition on the offensive side and focus on that in practice yesterday, but just be organized and then execute and then make the right decisions and then defensively, you know, compete and battle, talk together, and any possession that ends in a defensive rebound is a positive one. So, get to those, you know, parameters and then break down how we're going to get those things accomplished. But it's sometimes the hardest simple game we know. You know, it's not that complex, but it's pretty hard. As we've said, winning is hard, so trying to get the hard part accomplished.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us. And Presley, good to have you on the show, and I'm sure we'll have you many more times through your career at Northwest.
Thank you.
All right, again, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, and Matt Keeley, and also Presley Ebay, redshirt on this Bearcat team this season. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV Karen W comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. Time now to talk tennis, as the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams will be getting their season underway here in a couple weeks, as we're joined by the head coach of the Bearcats, Mark Rosewell, along with player off his men's squad, Rafał Benarczyk. And Mark, a couple weeks you open up down in Liberty with William Jewell down there, but you've going through some of your preseason workouts and things. Just kind of talk about where you're at with this, with both of your teams.
Yeah, we've been practicing over in Hughes indoors, although we might be able to get – they will work on the courts today. Robert Archer does a great job over there, but we might be out in a couple days practice, which we always enjoy, you know. As cold as it was last week, oh my. But we got a lot of new faces. Brought in six more players in January, three from each gender. So really don't know where we are. We've got to play some challenge matches and figure out doubles teams or whatever. But we have a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, I imagine from that standpoint, you'll find out a lot more about where you are after that first weekend coming up.
Yeah, we play William Jewell John, and then we're going to go down to Edmond, Oklahoma, and play a couple of the Texas schools, St. Mary's and somebody I can't remember who. But so we'll have three matches. So,
yeah, I think yeah. Lubbock Christian and St. Yeah. Mary's there. So.
There you go, yeah.
And you got Rafał here. Just kind of talk about what he's meant to your program.
Well, this is his second year. He's a graduate student. He'll have his MBA, graduate in the spring here. Tremendous student, very good tennis player. Probably be playing one or two for us this year. So he's a big part of the team, came in, did a nice job for us last year. Battled some injuries and so forth, but he's given it everything he's got, and he gives us some experience. He's been around. He was at JUCO, he was at Laredo, he was at Collin, and then he was at the Division I school in Carnot Ward in Texas.
And Rafał, coming in this year as one of the leaders on this team, what's the biggest thing that you're wanting to impart on some of the new players that are coming into the program?
I think experience, because like a lot of new guys, all of them are freshmen, so they are not here like there's like first semester in the US, so I think like the first few matches are gonna be crucial. Like we're gonna see like how they're doing, how they like, and I think just to help them, just to get like into like the new university and like into the like how it feels like, and the chemistry wise also.
Yeah, I would imagine that's a really important part that you mentioned there, coming in. You're coming from Poland, but you've been in the United States for a while now. For some of these players are coming in first time in the U.S., that you can help them along from the just getting accustomed to Maryville, accustomed to the United States in that aspect, as well as what they can expect on the court.
Yeah, I think because, as you said, like they're like new faces, so I think this, yeah, it's pretty important. Like they are accustomed and they like just feel comfortable and playing tennis, and like as well as being a student, because I think they get matches together and goes well together. So if they're gonna feel comfortable, I think they're gonna play their best tennis.
And Mark, I know that's something that you've really excelled in too, is bringing in players with a lot of different backgrounds and getting them to really bond as a team each year.
Well, thank you, John. You know, I'm really excited about our teams this year, that they're, you know, kids that want to play tennis, they want to be here. We just have to remember and be patient. We don't have the team we had last year with all these seniors and a couple All-Americans and all that. They all graduated, so we're kind of starting over, but that's the way it goes in this business.
And Rafał, overall, as you are part of the Northwest Missouri State program, what are some of the things that really attracted you to coming to Maryville to finish up your career as a collegiate tennis player?
I think as my last semester ever probably at tennis, like I want to stay healthy, play the best tennis I can, and just enjoy like my last ride ever, and yeah.
All right. Well, Mark, a couple weeks before you get things ready to roll, and should be a fun season coming up for you.
Yeah, we look forward to it, John. All right, good to see you.
All right, again, that's Mark Rosewell, head tennis coach at Northwest Missouri State, along with player Rafa, his squad on the men's side of things. Rafa Benarczyk, we'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
We roll on from Pizza Ranch here in Maryville for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball. The Bearcats getting set to take on Missouri Western this upcoming Saturday. No midweek game for the Bearcats as they get set for the rivalry matchup. We are joined by Kaylee Keston and Molly Hartnett, a pair of graduate student guards for Northwest. Good to see you two, as always. And, I mean, this is old hat coming on talking here on the show, but how big was last weekend? We'll start with UCK of knocking off UCM. You complete the season sweep the first time the Bearcats have knocked off the Jennies twice in a year since 2011, and just the energy and the boost that comes with that game.
Yeah, it's great, especially coming away with two wins against them, and then just the Washburn loss that we didn't want, but came away with an extra win against UCM, so that was nice to have. Maybe go some momentum into this next week and propel us forward, I'd say.
Molly, the team shoots almost 55% from the field. You only turned the ball over four times in the game. Last 28 minutes, spotless. Like, what was key to things just going right and kind of staying that way throughout?
Yeah, I thought we executed really well in the half court. A couple times they switched to zone, and we were able to recognize that before we got down and started executing our man play. But I just felt like we played well together, and everybody had each other's backs. And, you know, we were just so encouraging out there, and it was just so good to see all people's shots fall and, you know, defending at a high level. So I think that really helped us get a larger victory over them.
Is that a bigger boost, too, finally being able to play back-to-back games at home and having that kind of performance on your home floor?
Yeah, I mean, any win is a little bit more confidence. Obviously, Mo West is a great, great team, and they have a lot of good girls. And so with this win, I think we're ready. We are taking a step in the right direction after Saturday, and, you know, we'll just keep continuing to get better throughout this week and be prepared for Saturday.
Bearcats and Griffins meeting up at 1:30 in St. Joseph on Saturday. Before we dive too much into that one, just you two in particular, wrapping up your your final seasons at Northwest Missouri State. You've been tied together since the very beginning of getting here on campus and now finishing things up together too. And you're also having outstanding seasons. I think you guys combined for, what, 44 of the 75 the other night. What's the bond between Kaylee and Molly, and what's kind of brought you two closer as you have gone through a lot of adversity through your careers to get to where Northwest women's basketball is in a better place?
We were just talking about it. I was like, oh, my gosh, we only have a – 5-6 weeks left or whatever it may be, so it's surreal, but it's been fun. And I just remember back to freshman year, like living across the hall from Molly and the memories that come with that. And we often go through the trauma stories of weights with Chase or Joe or Matt or whatever it may be, so there's beauty in the struggle for sure. And even outside of weights, like winning and losing games and just funny things that happen throughout the season are often reflected on upon just me and Molly, and then also the other girls out of the team. So it's been special to play with Molly and learn from her, and she's a great basketball player. So I admire her for her IQ and the teammate she is. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, CK. I could say the same about you. No. It's just been a pleasure seeing CK grow from freshman year all the way to now. There in the beginning, she wasn't playing as much, but, you know, she puts more time in the gym than anybody on the team, and she's really excelled this year. She really has put the team on her back when I'm struggling, when the team's struggling as a whole. But, you know, Myers challenged us to kind of take the lead and go out there and be who we are and take this team places where we know it can go. And, you know, she's really been a leader in that aspect, just carrying our team day in and day out. And so it's just been a pleasure playing alongside her. And, you know, when we're both on, I think the team's confidence and morale really steps up another level. And so I'm hoping that we continue to be on and we're going to be unstoppable.
Well, and obviously there's a lot of things that go beyond just numbers in basketball and leading to wins. But if you guys are both filling it up, that's usually pretty good territory for Northwest Missouri State. When you guys have had those opportunities this year, success has come with it too. If you guys had to look at yourselves as the duo, which one would be Batman and which one would be Robin?
I'm always Batman.
She
has been the last 5 years, okay? No. I'm just the supporting character.
Role. Well, CK, you're Batman this year.
I don't know.
You can be Batman, I'll be Batman Jr.
See that? You just trade the capes back and forth, and it can work.
That's fair.
We're talking Northwest women's basketball with Kaylee Keston and Molly Hartnett of the Bearcats. 10-10 on the season, 3-7 in the MIAA, and not that any game in conference is easy or harder than the next, maybe, but the schedule does change as we go a little bit later in the MIAA. And this weekend is not necessarily one of those games in particular, but it does lighten up. When you hear 3-7 as a conference record, do you kind of think about what that is to the first 10 or think about what the next 8 or 9 are?
I'd say looking at the record, like you said, it's obviously not ideal, but you do have to remember we're playing top nation teams like Hayes, and we played them twice. We played Kearney as a hard team twice. Washburn has grit. Like, we've played tough teams that, you know, helps, and we want to win, and we do our best to, but that's not always the outcome. So, and, you know, looking at Emporia, we lost to Emporia, and they're a more middle-of-the-pack team, and so it just shows that you have to show up every game. So, like you said, we're seeing the other half of the conference, but it doesn't let up, I'd say. But we need to – they're just different teams, need to prepare differently. They come with their own struggles, and so it'll just test us in a different way, I think.
Bearcats and Griffins, 1:30 in St. Joseph this upcoming weekend. Last one before you guys, before we let you go, only win in St. Joseph in Missouri Western's building against them was your freshman year, 2020, a 51-50 victory. Molly, you had the game winner in the final seconds of that one. How special would it be to book into that rivalry with the game winner as a freshman and then going out on top here as a grad student this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be special, but, you know, I think I'd rather dominate them early and then, you know, just enjoy it, take a little calm, deep breath, and, you know, just know that we have it in the bag, but rather than it coming down to a shot at the end. But, again, another great team. We're just going to have to go out there and fight till the end, you know, no matter what the outcome is going to be. I have faith in these girls, and I know how hard they work and the time they put in, and so I'm just excited to see how Saturday goes, and let's hope it doesn't come down to the wire, because I'm not in for that. I'm ready for a domination.
She'd like to relax, but is there something about whenever it's a tight game late, and you can see Molly kind of gets that edge, mm-hmm. and she gets a little bit angry?
Yeah, that's a dog. That's not like, giving a shot.
Do you ever watch back on game tape, and you can see Molly chirping a little bit, or kind of like she makes a layup, and there's some contact, but no whistle, and she kind of gives that look?
Yeah.
Like, do you give her a hard time for that in film?
No, I would. No. I don't think so.
No, you
probably
should.
Such a good teammate.
Maybe it's just start. You're right.
Meyer might have a little input on some of that, but you know, it might get the crowd going just a little bit more for us. You never know.
That's true.
Get the teammates hype. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Bearcats and Griffins this weekend. Molly, CK, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you.
That is Molly Hartnett and Kaylee Keston with us, a couple Bearcat grad students as Northwest takes on Missouri Western in St. Joseph on Saturday. We'll take a break and be back with Bearcat Baseball on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
RNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we are getting set for Northwest Missouri State to open up the baseball season this weekend. They've got games Friday through Sunday in Denver, Colorado, coming up against Regis. We are joined by Bearcat head coach Tony Jandron, as well as senior Ryan Williams and Brady Miles, a grad student here with the Bearcats. Guys, appreciate coming in and talking with us. And coach named head coach back on June 7th. You've had seven long months to kind of get ready for this upcoming weekend. Is it kind of one of those you've been chomping at the bit for a few weeks to be able to see your team out in the diamond?
Yeah, for sure. I think we've been trying to take it day by day since the minute they got to campus. But, we knew it was going to be a process, and we knew that the fall was a huge time for us to develop because we got 2-3 weeks, and then you're off it for 50 games. So we spent a lot of our fall kind of getting our principles in and our concepts in, and we've repped it out a ton. Got to those inner squads, got to be able to put it in full effect. And then here in the spring, just reiterating some of those points. Obviously, the break is really a nerve-wracking time, but those guys held each other accountable. We have a lot of seniors in this group, so the self-accountability is there. And, these guys are antsy. They're chopping at the bit for sure. But in our program, we try to look day by day and do what we can to just get a little bit better.
You're going to learn a lot once you take the field for that first game and throughout the season, but you mentioned some of those principles and concepts. What are a couple of the main ones that you can kind of uncover for us a little bit that you're trying to drive home in the offseason?
Sure. From the offensive standpoints, we just want quality approaches. We want to be tough outs. But that requires a lot of us to see pitches a lot. So pitchers are naturally on the mound a ton, facing hitters, and we're getting feedback. They're doing charting. We're going to make sure that these guys are dialed in for what they're looking for and that they're on time for what they're looking for. And then on the mound, we just want to pound the strike zone. We want a defense that can go out there and run down balls, and we just want to move the game fast, be up-tempo, and pound the heck out of the zone and let our defense work. We're going to try to put our best nine defenders out there and do our job there. From a base-running standpoint, we just want to take advantage of the tendencies of the things that we see and not make it comfortable for teams.
Brady, every coach and every staff is going to be a little bit different. What are you getting so far from Coach Jandron and staff and the energy level they're putting out right now?
It's been fun. It's been a lot of energy. Been a part of many different coaching staffs, like you said, but a lot of discipline. They get the most out of us every single day. We show up to practice ready to work, and it's been a lot of fun. Different energy shift, and like he said, we're going to play with high energy, and that's what we show up with every day.
Grad student coming back, is that an easy decision? Was that a quick decision? At what point sold you of like, I'm going to stick around and be a Bearcat for another year?
Yeah, I love it here. Wanted to be a kid for one more year, wanted to play some more baseball, and so thankful that I did.
Not a bad way to go as Northwest opens up against Regis this weekend out in Denver, Colorado. Also, Ryan Williams with us, and Ryan coming off an All-American season, the first at Northwest Missouri State since 2000. You've got a chance to improve on some great numbers. How do you continue to push that to be better individually, but also see this team continue to stack wins and get better here in year one with Coach?
Yeah, it's definitely individually just putting in the time and having a plan with the coaches can really help you with to get the most out of yourself, and it's different for everybody. So just dialing in that plan, taking as many swings and, you know, getting with the pitchers, creating connection with them, and just coming together as a team really helps everyone get better individually. But just with the new coach and staff, the determination and motivation has been great for everybody because everyone has the same goal and we're all heading towards that. And hopefully we can, you know, we finished middle of the conference last year. Hopefully we can, that can take us to make that next jump to getting up there in the top with those other teams.
When you hear him talk about the offensive approach or wanting to see more pitches and wear down a team's staff throughout a weekend, you racked up a ton of walks throughout last year. Does that kind of align with what you've been doing throughout your career?
Yeah, 100%. It's you. Pitchers aren't perfect, especially at this level. So we've talked about, like, they're not going to be able to be on each side of the plate really consistently. They're going to miss over the middle, and when they do, that's when you're, that's what you've been preparing for, taking all those swings in the cage, getting ready to hammer those pitches. But we've seen way more pitches, I think, just from watching our scrimmages and in the fall and winter, even scrimmaging other teams. We can tell the difference between our approach and their approaches. And I think we're going to have a lot of success with that approach this year.
Coach Jander, you talked about having a very veteran-laden squad, including Brady and Ryan here with us now. Having that maturity level and coming in and bringing in some new principals and trying to get them on the right track, has that kind of sped this process along for you a little bit?
Oh, 100%. These guys are extremely receptive. They're hungry to learn. When you have a whole team of that, it is contagious. And these guys, they help push the message. If there's uncertainty, open dialogue, open door policy, come and let's talk about these things. And they're all for it. They really believe, and I think once we get into the games and we kind of see it show for itself, they're going to become even more believers of it.
How do you manage expectations for yourself and for as a team if everybody wants to step out there and win, but you're learning these guys and trying to get them to gel early on? How does it kind of balance those two things?
Yeah, we're going to handle adversity. We got to be prepared for that. It's natural. In 50 games, it's really, really tough to go 50-0. So, yeah, we're going to learn about ourselves. We're going to be challenged with, is our process, is the things we do good enough, and we got to stay the course. But the season is a great opportunity to learn. We just got to be the best version of ourselves in May, and we'll see where the chips lay there then. But we don't talk a ton about, hey, we want to go win the conference, win championships. We'll practice like champions. We want to have day-to-day habits like champions do. That's not getting lazy. That's having high energy. That's believing in one another, being a good teammate, doing all the things that we preach in our program.
Brady, we've had one really significant snowfall here throughout the winter. Of course, it's lasted an entire month now. Not many opportunities to get outside of being in the fall quite a few months ago. How does that impact you guys as you do get set to go out and open up the season this weekend?
We're working as hard as we can inside. We do get outside. We're going to be outside today on the soccer field. We're all about embracing the cold. We want to be flying around, whether it's 30 or 70. That's our mindset. We want to play the game the same way every day. Doesn't matter the weather. So getting outside is very important for us, especially this week. But, yeah, we've still been working hard inside.
There's that toughness factor, right? We think dog days of summer for baseball, but in Maryville it comes with the winter too.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we call it cat weather. We want to be prepared to be playing in cold games.
Now, the Bearcats will be in Denver this week, and it should be pretty nice weather overall for it. Of course, Ryan, everybody knows about the Colorado Rockies and the balls flying out of Coors Field. Oh, yeah. As a hitter, are you a little bit excited for this weekend?
I mean, that's the last thing you want to be thinking about, because whenever you go up there trying to do something that isn't normal, you're not going to have success. So, and I know these coaches will be on us about that, you know, keeping the ball in the line and not dropping the back shoulder. But, I mean, hopefully we can get into a couple balls and just hope for the best.
Javi's saying hit that ball up. Get it out of here, right?
he might be, but
yeah.
All right, Coach Jander, you guys are going to take off on Thursday, right?
Yep.
Hit the road. At what point do you put pen to paper? Here's the lineup. Here's how things are going to roll out. And how much do you plan on that shifting from this weekend through the next few weeks?
Yeah, we'll definitely – we already have a plan in place. These guys have kind of shaken out their roles a little bit. We'll put it to test early on. We got to give a lot of opportunity. We got to learn a lot from our guys, and it'll shake itself out throughout the year. But every weekend's a different challenge, and the arms we're facing, the matchups, it's a day-to-day kind of thing for us. But we're certainly trying to map out what our first four games look like, try to provide some opportunity to those that deserve it, and then kind of go from there.
All right, guys. Well, appreciate the time. Good luck this upcoming weekend.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Northwest baseball battling Regis coming up on Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon as they open up the season. That's head coach Tony Jandrin, as well as senior Ryan Williams and a grad student, Brady Miles, with us. We'll take a break and be back with Northwest softball.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Carlson Seed, a generational family business at the Iowa-Missouri line, offering DeKalb, Asgrow Seed, Custom Spraying, and Pivot Bio. To learn more, carlsonseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
We roll on with the KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe Bearcat Coaches Show as Northwest Missouri State Softball on the road this weekend to open things up. They'll be taking on Wichita Baptist and Christian Brothers Friday, Missouri S&T and Henderson State on Saturday, then wrapping up the weekend with Henderson State coming up on Sunday. We are talking with Northwest Missouri State head coach Naomi Tejas, as well as senior Lily Filger and a redshirt freshman in Mackenzie Manerick. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. And Coach, getting the season rolling this week, it is year four. Tell me about how things have changed a little bit for you. You're no longer the new kid on the block at Northwest or in the MIAA. Mm-hmm. Things have changed. How have you seen yourself grow as a coach, as a leader, and just overall in this position?
I think the most, you know, difference from when I first got here is just to be able to kind of peel back the layers of who I am as a person and who I am as a coach. I mean, you know, just waiting to come on air, we were dying in there laughing and just having the time of our lives, and understanding that softball brings us together and we really want to compete, but really, like, it's the relationships that we build here. And you know, Lily is going on her senior year, and just to see how much she's grown and Mac from year one to year two is really fun to see.
Do you kind of principle this around? Obviously, people come here to win and get an education and all that stuff. But, like, if you're on the diamond and you're not having fun, like, what's the point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and we have recruits come, and the biggest thing is that they walk away from our team knowing the team that we are and the personalities that we have, because I think that's really important.
Lily, been part of the turnaround here at Northwest Missouri State, your third year with the program, back-to-back winning seasons for Northwest. What do you think has been key to kind of helping this turnaround, and what's that next step for the Bearcats?
Yeah, so it's been honestly a privilege to get to be a part of it, be a part of the Bearcat Nation. So I feel like just honestly what's been the turnaround for us, I feel like it's just the relationships, the new coaching staff that's come in and has encouraged us. I feel like every single year we just keep getting better. I feel like we're just working harder every single year, just depending on each other and working together, I feel like is what gets us through the season at the end of the day. And overall, just like the Bearcat community coming together to just, yeah, encourage us and to just, yeah, push us to be better every single year.
Now, you seem like a pretty happy-go-lucky person, loose, good energy. But do you kind of look at your stats and what you've done to this point and feel like maybe in the MIAA you're a little bit underrated? Because offensively, your numbers last year, terrific. Second most hits ever in a season at Northwest. You batted 435. Yes, second team all MIAA. Do you try to carry a chip on your shoulder at all?
Not exactly. I feel like at the end of the day, it's not about, like, my stats. It's about, like, who I am as a player. How am I encouraging my teammates? So at the end of the day, this isn't, there's no I in team, you know? So at the end of the day, it's like, how am I, what are my relationships with, like, as my teammates? And then at the end of the day, like, getting all of those were, like, really cool. But I wasn't ever focused on getting those things. I was just out there having fun, enjoying the game that I love, and then also just encouraging my teammates as well. And yeah, and then at the end, we just, as you can see last year, we finished very well, and I'm excited to see how this year the energy can just continue to flourish.
That's a pretty good answer from a leader, Coach. Mm-hmm. I'm not
I'll,
really
I'll be
on
honest,
herself.
I think she's really underrated, and it makes me mad. So I'll carry the chip on the shoulder for her.
That's good. Someone has to, yeah. Right? Now we're talking Northwest softball. The Bearcats opening up this weekend. Mackenzie Minerick also with us, a redshirt freshman. Mackenzie, you got a couple opportunities last year to get out on the diamond. How do you kind of take that and now shift that into, all right, I'm going to have a chance for an extended look and grow in my role here at Northwest Missouri State?
Yeah, last year definitely had a lot of turns that I wasn't exactly expecting. Like you said, I did have an opportunity at the beginning of the season to get out on the field. And I just took that role as it came. And then, like you said, I ended up redshirting due to an injury. So last year looked a lot different, just focusing on being a good teammate, being there for my teammates when I couldn't be on the field with them. So coming into this year, it's looking a lot different, obviously being able to play and being more involved at practice and everything, which, I mean, piggybacking off of what Lily said, like our community is completely unmatched. This is like the strongest bond between teammates I think I've ever had, and I know I'm feeling really confident going into this season with my sisters.
In high school, you're a state champion, great career batting average, well over 400, so you've done a lot. Now you come into Northwest Missouri State. Is there just kind of a winning mentality, winning attitude that you bring in, but is also something that you kind of see a player like Lily is kind of helping to grow at Northwest?
Yeah, dude, I love to win. I really love to win, and I think a lot of the girls in the team do. But I think the most important part, like what you kind of said about Lily, was just having the mentality that this is the game that I love. We go out there and we just truly have fun, and everything else will fall into place.
Now, Coach, whenever you've got the good leadership, but you also have good young players kind of coming up and growing within that, are you seeing that culture that you've wanted to establish really growing here at Northwest?
Absolutely. There's not a doubt in my mind that, like, if no eyes are on them, that they're still working hard, but again, enjoying this sport and enjoying being together.
Ouachita Baptist on Friday, then of course Christian Brothers following that at 6 o'clock in the evening. What are your expectations for the team this season, and how do you handle it too when there really haven't been opportunities to step outside yet this winter?
I mean, we're playing on dirt for the first time since October. I think we just go out there and stay within ourselves, understanding that conference is what means everything to us. Yes, these games are important, but we understand there's going to be some hurdles, going out against a different team. I'm sure we're going to have some jitters. I'm sure we're going to clank a couple balls, but we'll be all right. Just really, really focusing on the process and what we really, really want to do this season.
Lily, is there something about stepping out on the dirt for the first time in the elements? It should be pretty nice in Arkansas, but you just never know what might come up. Since you've got Hughes Fieldhouse, does that matter much?
I feel like, yeah, we're going to probably go through some bumps, but it's like, how do we come back from that? So already week one, we might hit some of those things, but it's like, okay, how can we now come back here and work on those things here? Even though, yeah, we're working inside in Hughes, I mean, we're still getting our work in, and we're trying the best that we can with the things that we do have. Obviously, the weather is not the greatest here. But, yeah, I feel like some way throughout this weekend we're going to gain something out of it and come back here and be able to just, like, work harder in those areas. I feel like already we've been putting in so much work, gas on the pedal, and we're not ready to put those brakes on yet.
Northwest softball opens up this weekend down in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. Coach Lily, Mackenzie, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That is Northwest Missouri State head coach Naomi Tellez with us, as well as Lily Filger and Mackenzie Minerick. The Bearcats meeting up with Ouachita Baptist and Christian Brothers coming up on Friday. That's going to wrap things up for us here on the KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe Bearcat Coaches Show. A reminder, we've got Northwest Missouri State basketball coming up on Saturday, 1:30 tip-off for the women, 3:30 for the men. We'll have pregame beginning at 1 o'clock for those matchups between the Bearcats and the Griffins. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Pizza Ranch.